This is a wild moment. I'm living it, man. I'm in Los Angeles right now doing a thing. I shouldn't technically tell you what I'm doing here, so I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing here. You could probably guess. There's a few things it might be. It's one of those. Quite a while ago, we launched, we kind of soft launched Focus Friend, which is this app that installs a bean on your phone. And then the bean wants to get stuff done, but if you are doing stuff on your phone, it gets distracted. So you have to like set a timer, leave your phone alone, and then the bean can work on its projects. And then at the end of that process, if you don't use your phone, the bean finishes some socks, and then you can trade those socks in for furniture for the bean's room. But if you do pick up your phone, the bean drops its stitches and is sad. And the bean is fake. Everyone knows the bean is fake, but I'm just like hacking the brain. We're hacking the brain. We're saying, okay, you're not a good enough reason, right? Like my responsibility to myself is weirdly not as significant as it is to this fake bean that lives in my phone. I don't know why that works, but it does for me. I've been using this app for months now, and it's wild. Like the things I use it for are embarrassing. Like I will use it to watch a movie. I'll be like, okay, I'll turn Focus Friend on and I'll be able to not pick up my phone during this movie. Otherwise I can't watch a movie. Or I use it to have dinner with my family. Or like if I'm in the car, for like we're doing a road trip and we're gonna be in the car for like half an hour, I turn on Focus Friend so that I'm like present in the car, hanging out, like listening to the same podcast as my wife and son, or having the conversation that they're having, or like being more engaged. I mean, we need these tools because like all the smartest people in the world are so focused on figuring out how to keep our attention. Wouldn't it be nice if a couple of smart people, like maybe me and Bria, who made this app together, were focused on how to let you have your attention back? And the weirdest thing in the world is that is still, I think as of the uploading of this video, the top app in the App Store in America. The number one app above ChatGPT, above TikTok, above Google, above Instagram, above all of these boys. Focus Friend, an app that helps you not use apps. Is the anti-app is the top app. We're winning, you guys. We're gonna take our minds back. I'm gonna totally tell the story of how this all came together. I kind of just wanna get Bria on the Hank's channel. We can have a conversation and share that. It's been a joy to work with Bria. She understands the app ecosystem in a way, like I didn't even realize it was really a content ecosystem in the way that it is. It is kind of like YouTube or Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. It is a content ecosystem. And we are number one in that content ecosystem. I mean, I am certain of the fact that this is just because this is a compelling idea for people. They're like, yeah, that would 100% work. Put the bean on my phone so that I can be responsible to the bean instead of to myself, my friends. And like, the real trick of it, having used it for a while, the real trick of it is actually doing it, like making the choice to be like, okay, I'm gonna turn the bean on. Once the bean's on, like once the bean's working, it's very easy for me to not use my phone. But deciding, like overcoming the hill and actually turning it on, that's kind of the hard part. But as I have continued to do it, I have more and more gotten into the habit of turning it on. I wanna be in a world where Focus Friend is like my top used app every day. And I think that I could get there. Like, I think I'm pretty close. It is very weird to have the number one app. You know, ChatGPT is like a $500 billion company. And I recognize that like what I'm doing is not, that Focus Friend is not like ChatGPT level, I mean, certainly sophistication of product or, you know, potential impact on the world. But even for, you know, 0.5% of the year to be above it, that feels unbelievable. Never was this our goal. You know, we kind of like soft launched Focus Friend a while ago when there was interest and a little bit of, you know, good job, I love this, it's really helpful. But then kind of on a whim, I posted a TikTok about it and that started to do very well. And then I followed that up the next day with a video for Instagram and then also, you know, some various social posts. And the traction has been wild. People are so hungry for a way to be more in control of their attention. And like, I don't know that I knew what we were hitting on when we made, it was very much Bria's like style, like working with similar artists as she's worked with before to like make it cute. That was an intentional choice on her part. Like we wanted to make it cute. I wanted to have this like bean that was in your phone and you're responsible to. But to actually make it as cute as it is, it's not about like shame. It's not about guilt. It's about like something like kind of nice and cute in your life. Instead of being like loaded down with like values and virtue, it's just cute. It's just like a cute little low lift fun thing. I think it's just, that's like resonating with people way more than we expected it to. And the attention has been wild. And I know, like, we haven't talked about this, but I'm sure because Bria has run other apps and knows how much money that advertising brings to an app, I know that it hurts her for us to not have any advertising options inside of the app, but it really does allow us to, you know, not collect any information. And so for everybody who's like buying a little something, you know, a skin or a subscription so that you can, you know, turn on those extra features and get more socks and get some scarves, those folks are making it so that we don't have to have the app cost money and we don't have to do advertising. And I just think especially, like, I wouldn't mind charging for the app. I don't want to, and we didn't. Like, but that, I don't think that would like break the spirit of it. But to have advertising be a product and a focus app feels, come on, like you're selling people's attention on an app that's designed to have people get their attention back. So we just can't do it. But like, the reality is, with the success that it is having, like, there's so much money that we did not make just now. But I don't know, like the constraint of the idea really means that I don't think it's an advertising friendly product. I just don't think we can do ads on it. But we do need to continue to pay for the development of the app. We have a bunch of ideas for things that we want to implement. So to everybody who's buying a skin or a subscription so that you can get those extra features, you can get scarves, to all those people, that's why we can keep doing this in of weeks. Not too long from now, like on the order of weeks, there will be stuff coming out. First thing will be coming out are just bug fixes. So if you've encountered bugs, we know. It's an app. There's gonna be bugs. It's a cow farm. There's gonna be cows outside. But I just feel so good. And I think that Brianna and I both feel very validated that we're like, we think this is probably a good idea. And it just was a good idea. Like, in no way did it even ever occur to either of us that there was any chance that we could be the number one app in the App Store. It was not a thing that we thought we would see. We didn't think we'd see like the top 100 list. You know, we got in the top 100 of productivity. We were like, yeah, we did it. Number one app in the App Store. What the frick is going on? People want control of their attention. Like, of course we do. That's the thing we are. We're the thing that decides what to do with our attention. We are the hand that holds the flashlight. And the fact that we are just like, let that hand be controlled so much, I think that people don't like it anymore. Or they don't like it all the time, you know? Number one. And people are seeing this app because it's number one in the App Store, who have no idea who I am, and they're like, and those people are also gonna get some of their attention back. I love it. I feel really good. I have so much work to do right now. I like, this is a wild thing to happen while I am doing what I'm doing, which is very time consuming and also energy consuming, which I wish I could tell you what I was doing, but I can't. But it is both time and energy consuming, but at the same time, like, this other thing is happening where, like, I feel like I have a sudden surprise best-selling novel. Like, a project I've been working on for so long. Like, it doesn't seem new to me because I've been working on it for all this time. I've had the app and I've been working on it. And also, thank you to all of our beta testers. Thank you to everybody who's worked on the app. And of course, to Bria for putting it all together and getting me interested in the idea of doing an app in the first place. It has really been like a mutual project between the two of us. And I really do think that creators, like, you can't go to a creator and say, you should have an app, make an app, and have the app be good. But I think the creators should think about, like, what if you have an audience, what would be the thing that you wish you had in your life and that you feel like your audience would want in theirs? What problems do you want to solve? This was such a slam dunk. Like, I am, it's not like there's not other focus timers out there, but like the little tiny step from going like, okay, I'm growing a tree and I like won't get the tree if I don't do the thing, to like having the thing actually have agency and be disappointed and like look sad. Like, weird. That tiny little step actually makes the product significant, to me at least, I think significantly different. And also, it's very cute. I wish I could play Connections now, but I'm filming this on my phone. I mean, I guess I can do it this way. Why not? This is gonna be a good palate cleanser after a very intense day. We got Vermouth, Plymouth, Classic, Dashboard, Blubbermouth, Dartmouth, Little, Port, Flywheel, Chatterbox, Rushmore, Masala, Windbag, The Sherry Prattler. Isn't this? That's ridiculous. The ends in mouth? That can't be. Windbag is just like a word for... Is that it? No, Windbag and Blabbermouth. People who like talk too much but aren't saying anything. Prattler. And Chatterbox. Okay. So it's not the Mooths, unfortunately. That would have been fun, but it's not. And I'm trying to get these things clumped together so that I don't have to use as much short-term memory. Little can't be. Stuart Little, Stuart Rushmore, Mount Rushmore, Mount Classic, Port Classic, the Plymouth, Mount Sherry,
sherry, vermouth. Okay, that's something. Port, sherry, vermouth. Marsala, is that? It's like tikka masala when you put wine into it? It can't be. Can't be. I've had that. That's not like a wine flavor. The BS. Don't tell me the. Unpleasant. Maybe we should put some kind of cute little game inside of... This is another problem with having a hit app, is that I have a billion ideas for like features to add, and we do not have a space for a billion features. You don't want to let the feature creep hit too hard. Little rush, prattler, blabbermouth, chatterbox, windbag. Those are definitely a thing. Dartmouth. That's weird, because Dartmouth is just a college. What else is it? It's got mouth at the end, but we've established that that's not a thing because of blabbermouth. Dart at the beginning. It's like a, oh man. I don't see it. So like starting with like things, weapons, starting with weapons, dart is a weapon. We've got Dashboard, Rushmore, Flywheel, Dartmouth, Plymouth. Not all the mouths are all going to be in separate categories, right? So mouth, Dartmouth, Plymouth, and vermouth are going to be in separate categories. And I'm going to accept that like the piece of my brain that's telling you that Marsala is a kind of alcohol, that piece is correct. And so I'm going to say Plymouth, which, look, Plymouth is basically two things. It's Plymouth Rock, or it is... So what do we have other rocks? We have Classic Rock. Little Rock. Little Rock. Vermouth Rock. No. Sherry Rock. No. So, okay, but look, the other thing is Dartmouth, Rushmore, Dashboard, Flywheel, Windbag is in Chatterbox and Prattler, Vermouth, Plymouth, Marsala, Classic. These are the only ones that are like two-part words that are not in categories already. So Dartmouth, Flywheel, Rushmore, Dashboard, and that leaves for our rock category, Plymouth, Classic, Little, and The Rock. Is that a thing? Oh, it is The Rock! The Rock! This has to be the purple. What is it? Now I want to figure it out. Dart, myth, fly, dart, fly, rush, dash. Go fast. Go to a place quickly. Hopefully that's the purple. It is! And this is going to be The Rock. Classic Rock. Plymouth Rock. Little Rock. Boy, and what's this going to be? The wines. Yeah. Perfect reverse rainbow. For our lovely day here in Los Angeles, California.